Good morning. My name is Andrew Hayes, member of Squaw Community, proud member of the vocal minority, and I want to give you an update as to how we stand. As I stand before you today, it'd be easy for me to tell you this proposal is too vast, too large, simply because it is. It'd be easy for me to talk about the fact that the proposal is out of touch with the culture and values of the region as a whole, because it simply is. It'd be easy for me to stand here before you and point out that this project lacks all sense of imagination and innovation, and it fails to represent a vision of the future. On the contrary, it is simply put a tired and outdated rehashing of virtually every ski resort redevelopment project undertaken in the last 20 years. Redevelopments that have undeniably been met with limited success, because that's exactly what it is. However, today, I choose to appeal to the board in the universal language, the language of money and revenue. This parcel represents one of the most valuable assets that the county possesses, and with that asset comes the opportunity. I strongly believe that we owe it to ourselves to ensure that we approve a plan that not only benefits the region in short term, but provides future generations. In the strongest terms, I question the wisdom in granting the applicant's request for a 25-year development entitlement. We do not live in a static world. The notion that a project that is approved today will be representative of the needs of the region a quarter century from now is naive at best and irresponsible at worst. I ask the board to look deeply, given the specter of climate change, given the fluctuations in the trends and in the ski and leisure industry, given cultural and economic benefits that haven't even been imagined yet. Does this proposal set us up for the future or damn us to be stuck in the past with an outdated model before it has even been completed? With a project of this scale, a scale that will unavoidably reshape the character of the region, is it responsible to hand over the reins to one unproven entity to define our collective future? I stand before you and I tell you that it is not. The people of this community wanted a bigger voice. The people of this community want to see a more tempered approach. The viability of this project should not hinge on being allowed to have free rein for a generation. Show us results. Show us tangible benefits, show us commitment, and allow the community itself to decide if it wants to proceed. We should not be forced to wait 25 years before we can measure if the promises that have been made along the way have been met. I believe it's the board's responsibility to the future of this county and its residents to deny the development agreement for 25 years. If a developer is choosing to build out in phases, the county should retain the rights of approval for each future step. The builder cites changes in industry and changes in the economy. I believe it is right to anticipate these challenges and that the rights of the community are best served with the ability to evaluate our future when we get there. Thank you very much.